Everyone Claims Edmund by Ruth Brown Lewis. Edmund and Uncle Dan had a romantic courtship, and they were an inspiration to all of us who had a chance to live with them and see the great love they shared. When they lived in Salt Lake, and during World War II, almost everyone was allowed only 3 gallons of gasoline. Don spent those precious drops of gas having Edmund drive him to work and pick him up. He said that he wanted to be with her every minute he could. Perhaps he had a premonition that she would be a widow for over 40 years. Uncle Dan used to call her at 3:00 every day, and it is a special time, even today. Soon after they were married, she was told that she had a bad heart and might never be able to have children. They were married nearly 9 years when the doctor said she might have a baby. Uncle Don said he knew they would have at least one son. When it was time for the baby's birth, they went to Los Angeles to be near her heart doctor. She had a very difficult labor, and finally the baby was delivered cesarean. She had a problem. All of her stitches broke out, but they did not sew the incision back together. On the 19th day, they told Uncle Dan they did not think she could possibly live. She saw her baby for the first time that day. He was really a sick boy. Uncle Ernest called my father, Dr. Frank W. Brown, to come and see if he could help. He and mother flew to California. The doctor told him there were 4 things wrong with her that could be fatal. He let her go from the hospital because she begged so hard, and Dad could not help her there. The doctor told him to do everything he could, and that he would send the best nurses to help. My father took one look at Min and sent my mother and the nurse out of the room. He leaned down close to her and asked if she believed the Lord could make her better. She was so ill she could not open her eyes, but she told him that the Lord made her in the first place, so she felt he could heal her. Then he put his hand on her head and asked the Lord to help him find the problems and give him wisdom to help her. He prayed that the Lord would give her the strength and faith to live, among other blessings. For 3 days and nights he stayed by her side. He could not have done more than he did. He found another source of infection, and gradually was able to clear up the infection. He kept her believing that she could get better if she had the faith. Finally, Dad needed to get back to his practices in Salt Lake, so Uncle Don and Aunt Min moved next door to my folks in one of their apartments. Much could be written about outfitting a room on the train with all the needs of a hospital room. Dad sat beside them all the way. Aunt Min was hardly conscious. Dad called his good friend, Apostle Roger Clausen, to administer to her. Things looked pretty grim. Aunt Min was a large woman and lost weight to 79 pounds. She could not walk a step. She was losing all her hair and was in constant pain. Elder Clausen blessed her that she would live to take care of her home and raise her baby. When he was through, he put his face close to hers and told her that the Lord had said that, not him. It did give them more courage. Uncle Don prayed several times a day and felt she and the baby would live. Aunt Min was really a sight. She was so thin and had no hair. She finally got so she could take a few steps. The uncles took her to California when they found that a specialist from Mayo Clinic was there. They examined her and could not tell if she would ever walk again, because they had never seen anyone live after all her problems. She still feels that no one could have helped her as Dad did. Today everyone claims Aunt Min. She has blessed thousands of lives with her counseling and love. The Lord needed her to live.